This is from a 1956 interview with the artist at the Walker.
What I am trying to do is to understand the large legendary and mythical content, wherever such content can give rise to bringing forth a visual idea. In other words, all of these things that I've been talking about would be meaningless, and I would discount them upon a second's notice if they did not have the ability to conjure up an image. It is not the legend or the myth that is important, but the way that legend and myth, by association, can create a form, a vision. And once that is apparent or present, then it gives rise to the possibility of sculpture or painting, in this case, sculpture. Now, I like to think of sculpture being the only valid instrumentation of that experience because it has the qualities proper to it that engage in paradox, that engage in ambiguity. And all of these qualities are a part of the whole structure and basic qualities of myth and illusion and metaphor. In other words, it seems to me that sculpture is able to project such ambiguity and such paradox better than any other idea that I can think of at the moment.